More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Clashes as Palestinians bury slain teenager, and Iraq Prime Minister vows to fight for third term. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem as thousands of people gathered to mourn the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks at Israeli police and were met with tear gas and stun grenades Friday in the third day of angry protest. Israeli police had increased security in anticipation of more demonstrations following the funeral of Mohammed Abu Qader. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is vowing to fight for a third term in office despite growing pressure for him to step down. In a statement read on state television by an announcer Friday, Mr. Maliki said, "I will never give up my candidacy for the post of Prime Minister." He vowed to remain in office until the Islamic militants who have overrun large areas of the country are defeated. Mr. Maliki's alliance of Shiite parties won parliamentary elections in April. At that time, he was favored to win a third term in power, but since then, Sunni Islamist militants have captured large areas of northern and western Iraq and thrown the country into crisis. Iraq's parliament met earlier this week, but failed to agree on a prime minister to unite the ethnically and religiously divided country. There is still no reply from Russia or separatist leaders in Ukraine to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's request for a new round of talks today. Mr. Poroshenko said he suggested a time and place for the talks during a phone conversation with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. He said he is waiting for the other side to confirm. The EU and United States have threatened Russia with more sanctions if Moscow and the pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine do not take steps to de-escalate the crisis. The fighting has picked up since Ukraine ended unilateral ceasefires earlier this week. International and local human rights groups are demanding Pakistan discard its new anti-terrorism law, condemning it as a blatant attack on fundamental rights of the people. Ayaz Gul reports the latest from Islamabad.
The National Parliament approved the so-called Protection of Pakistan Act this week, giving sweeping powers to security forces targeting violent extremism and terrorism. The legislation gives police officers sweeping powers to open fire on suspects and also allows anyone detained for questioning to be held for up to 60 days before charges must be brought. The legislation has outraged human rights defenders in and outside the country. In a statement Friday, the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the government is deliberately following the model of a police state. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
A Guatemalan court has sentenced a former leftist guerrilla commander to 90 years in prison in connection with a massacre committed during the country's 36-year-long civil war. Solano Barrios is the first rebel commander to be convicted for the 1988 massacre of alleged army collaborators. He has been charged with taking part in the killing of 21 people who were searching for a missing Guatemalan military liaison. The rebels believed all 21 were collaborating with the army. A strike by 220,000 engineers and metal workers has dealt another blow to South Africa's economy just a week after settlement of the most damaging previous work stoppage in the country's history. Gillian Parker reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The industrial action was called by the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, or NUMSA, the country's largest union. NUMSA is demanding a 12% pay raise and better housing allowances for workers. This latest strike affects around 10,500 companies, including steel producers, foundries, construction companies and automotive suppliers. Police fired rubber bullets Thursday at workers who were blocking an entrance to the Eskom Madubi power station construction site. There were local radio reports of striking workers assaulting people and looting offices in Johannesburg. NUMSA has denied the allegations. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, and I want to tell you about the new album from 81-year-old Willie Nelson. It's called Band of Brothers. Unlike some of the recent Willie Nelson albums we've come to hear, which are his interpretations of one songbook or another, or duet projects, in this case, these are all new songs. Brand new, written by Willie, most of them, in 2013 and 2014. And then this songwriter, whose credits go all the way back to 1960, picks out some real gems from other writers, in this case, Gordy Sampson and Bill Anderson, with a song they wrote last year called The Songwriters, as done by Willie Nelson on Band of Brothers and Acoustic Cafe.
We get to break out of prison, make love to our best friend's wife, have a beer for breakfast in Boston, drink rum in Jamaica that night. We get to tell all our secrets in a code no one understands. We get to shoot all the bad guys and never get blood on our hands. We're heroes, we're schemers, we're drunks and we're dreamers. We're lovers and sometimes we're fighters. We're students, we're teachers, we're the devil, we're preachers. We're true love, but mostly one-nighters. We're the songwriters. Half the world thinks we're crazy, and the other half wants to be us. And they're jealous 'cause we get to hang out in the back of some big star's tour bus. We're old boots and t-shirts and blue jeans. We're capos and strings and e-chords. We only dress up in November when they hand out songwriters awards. We're heroes, we're schemers, we're drunks and we're dreamers. We're lovers and sometimes we're fighters. We're the truth, we're the lies, we're stupid, we're wise. We're true love, but mostly one-nighter. We're the songwriter. We write bridges, we cross them and burn them. Teach lessons, but don't bother to learn them. Our mamas don't know what we're doing, why we stay out all night long. I told mine I was a drug dealer. She said, thank God you ain't writing songs. We're heroes, we're schemers, we're drunks and we're dreamers. We're lovers and sometimes we're fighters. We're the truth, we're the lies. We're stupid, we're wise. We're true love, but mostly one-nighters. We're the song. The songwriter.
What we're about to do. If she cared, then I'd be doing with her what I've been doing with you. And I know that you know, 'cause your silence is screaming at me. That girl from Mississippi, then I wouldn't be here with you right now.
Peace for those suffering heartbreak. From Bobby Bear Jr.'s Young Criminals Starvation League, the album is called Undefeated. We heard the song called If She Cared on Acoustic Cafe. Bobby Bear's father, Bobby Bear Sr., is 79 years old. We heard one of his contemporaries before that, starting out the hour, Willie Nelson. It's very comforting to think that Willie Nelson, at the age of 81, is still putting out great albums. And the new one is one of his great ones. It is called Band of Brothers. From that, we heard a song called The Songwriters from Willie Nelson. After a double CD called The Foundling back in 2010, there is now a new David Gray album, single disc. It is called The Mutineers. From that, let's listen to Cake and Eat It on Acoustic Cafe.
Don't know the meaning of, don't know the meaning of, don't know the meaning. could see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time you walk on by. Just let me breathe in pride, 'cause each time I see, I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So it seems real kind of true. Walk on by, walk on by. This foolish pride is all that I have left. So let me hide cheers and sadness you get when we said goodbye.
It's a brand new version of a song that dates back 50 years, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, called Walk On By, turned into a hit by many since its 1964 release. Aretha Franklin did a version a few years after it initially came out, and now is one of the featured artists on the Brazil Connection. This is Studio Rio doing remixes and adding Brazilian flourishes to songs by Aretha Franklin, Bill Withers, Sly and the Family Stone, Billie Holiday, Marvin Gaye, many, many more on this new project called the Brazil Connection. Also, David Gray in there, Cake and Eat It, is the name of the song we heard off of his new release, his 10th, which is Mutineers. Well, back when he was a 20-something and released an album called 20-something, Jamie Cullum dropped by our studios. Of course, now he is a 30-something, 34 years old at this point, had his last album last year. Let's listen to a song called These Are the Days, originally from that 20-something disc, performed with his trio live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Days that I've been missing, give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun, and I feel fine. Sometimes when the nights are closing early, I remember you when I'd start to smile. Even though now you don't want to know me, I get on by, and I go the extra mile. These are the signs of love and meaning.
The ice of the heart has melted away and found the light. These are the days that bring new meaning. The troubles of life are floating away like a bird in flight. These are the days. These are the days. These are. Tears would end for good. I told them they would get through windy weather. Maybe that didn't work out, but we did the best we could. These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun. One, two, three. Of the sun, and I feel fine. Yeah,
Jamie Cullum from a decade ago, live here at Acoustic Cafe, doing the song called These Are the Days. The original of that was on his album called 20-something back in 2003. And coming up, it's a classic from the Byrds and a brand new cover of a Byrds classic. Also, new Beck and Laura Marling live here.
Music so real.
You can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
So in 1968, after the departure of David Crosby, the Byrds made a fairly radical turn with an album called Sweetheart of the Rodeo, welcoming new band member Graham Parsons, who drove the country sound of the album. Recording began in March of 1968. By the time of the album's release in August, Parsons had already left the band, and many of his parts had been re-recorded by Roger McGuinn. For all the trouble and strife, the album remains one of the Byrds' most lasting and influential, inspiring scores of alternative country artists, even to this day. We're going to hear a cover of the song now called Hickory Wind, beautifully done by Alan Hall. Known to Christian music fans for 15 years, Alan is a founding member of the band Selah, but the tenor now has a solo album called Work of Love. Here he's joined by Sonia Isaacs for this cover of Hickory Wind. On Acoustic Cafe.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree. To climb. that makes me feel better. Each time it begins, calling me home, hickory wind. Oh, I started out younger. Most everything, all the riches and pleasure, what else could life bring? That I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. It's a hard way to find out that trouble.
Jordan, just to beg my weary soul, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, good Lord, then I'd know he'd take me home. Some land. I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand.
A couple of the original songs from that seminal 1968 album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, from the Byrds. The album had lots of covers, a couple of Dylan covers, a Louvin Brothers cover, a Merle Haggard cover. We're talking about Haggard this week. But in that case, it's I Am a Pilgrim from Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman. And then before that, we heard a cover of Graham Parsons' original from that album called Hickory Wind in the hands of Alan Hall, along with Sonia Isaacs. Alan from the band Selah has a new solo album called Work of Love. The new Beck album is called Morning Phase, a return to form for Beck, if you consider form the 2002 release called Sea Change. Beck has had many forms over the course of 20 years, 20 plus years, actually. Let's listen to the song called Blackbird Chain, new from Beck on Acoustic Cafe.
Traces of your lifeblood flowing in a loving cup. And tell me I'm dreaming. I'll never wake up. A keepsake in a dresser drawer from who knows where. The symbol of your exegesis and a full-length mirror.
Yeah. So your grandmother sounds to me a woman I would be proud to be. And you say she reminds you of me. Every little boy is so naive. I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Giants or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. So your grandfather sounds like me. Head up, shoulders back, and proud to be. Every little girl is so naive, falling in love with the first man that she sees. But now I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Giants or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. When we were in love, if we were, when we were in love, I was in. Today I will feel something other than regret. Pass me a glass and a half-smoked cigarette. I've damn near got no dignity left. I've damn near got no dignity left. No, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Giants or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. Above you and prayed.
Once I Was an Eagle was the name of the 2013 release from Laura Marling. That is Laura live in our studios last summer doing the song called I Was an Eagle. Blackbird Chain from Beck off the Morning Phase disc right before that. I've just come to realize that entire set sort of had bird themes. Two songs from the Birds and then Blackbird Chain and I Was an Eagle. Okay, we'll try not to do that in the future. Just ahead, it's more with our in-studio guest this week doing Merle Haggard songs with Susie Boggess.
The world's best variety.
The whole variety and nothing but variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. It's time now for more with our in-studio guest this week, playing songs from a new album, which is nothing but Merle Haggard songs. The album is called Lucky. Our in-studio guest is Susie Boggess, and the song here is called I Always Get Lucky With You.
I've had good luck and bad luck. No luck, it's true, but I always
I've been turned on and turned down. When the bars close at 2, but I always get lucky with you. I keep 2 strikes against me most of when I'm down to a phone call. I'm minus a dime. There've been good days and bad days. When the day is all through, hey, I always get lucky with you.
Studio guest this week, Susie Boggess, along with Chris Scruggs and Charlie Chadwick, playing songs from the new album, which is called Lucky, from Susie Boggess. And all of those songs were written by one Merle Haggard.
These were the songs that were on the 8-track player in your dad's car when you were growing up. So to be, you know, 60s, 70s, these were the things that he was listening to.
That's right.
But the part about that that I thought was most fascinating was that you noted that Merle Haggard's songs were a glimpse into the adult lives, like the secret adult lives of real people that we didn't know growing up.
We didn't, and it was fascinating, and it was dangerous sounding. You know, we were kind of nervous about it. You know, the whole, you know, the bottle let me down, the, you know, what does that mean? Why are these people, why is it so sad to be adult? You know, why does Timmy's mom have to go out with Tommy's dad when they're not supposed to do that? And, you know, these kinds of...
Why are they chasing each other around the room?
Yeah, why are they chasing each other around the room? I mean, that sounds like fun. I mean, but, you know, and, you know, my next door neighbor would sit down on his porch and play D-I-V-O-R-C-E. And I'd think, wow, you know, it's kind of a dangerous, scary thing, but also kind of fun in a way. And, you know, I just thought that Merle songs really hit me, I'm sure, because just on a musical level, I knew at that time that I liked the melodies. I could sing them. I could hold on to them. And that, you know, that just always hit me.
Did you sing them when you were young, too? I mean, did you sing along with that 8-track player and have no idea what you're singing, but you're singing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, get this. My first time I played guitar and sang before anybody was my junior year in high school, and I was in the talent show, and I played Help Me Make It Through the Night. And I didn't have any idea what I was saying, but can you imagine what all the teachers and the moms and dads were out there thinking, holy icarambas, there's this gal that's the cheerleader singing, help me make it through the night. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where
started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I've cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me just begun. Started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache now. And then today started loving you
classic in the hands of our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Susie Boggess.
The production on this record, interestingly enough, what it did, again, you know, I went back and listened to some of the originals just to remind myself, because in some cases it had been so long. You removed all of the sonics that dated these songs, because they're all from the 60s, 70s, 80s, pretty much.
Right.
And some of the stuff that I'm thinking, especially the stuff from the late 70s, early 80s, like it very much sounds of that time. You've stripped all that away. You've provided kind of timeless instrumentation and production to these timeless songs.
Thank you for saying that. I mean, that was the intent, you know, was we were trying to give them the words and the melody, the stage, and therefore sort of try to not let the bones of it go away, but at the same time sort of let it breathe a little bit. And like you say, not copy Merle. Why would I do that? Yeah. Merle does Merle real well.
Yeah. He still does.
He does. Yeah. It's right. He doesn't need me to copy him. Yeah. So
I was reminded that there's a line in another song, not by Merle Haggard, by Daryl Scott. It's a song called Long Time Gone, which Dixie Chicks turned into a big hit. And the line is, they sound tired, but they don't sound haggard, in reference to today's country.
Right.
Which has gone through sort of a major radical shift since you started.
Right.
It's like these songs that we were talking about, like people writing about adult issues and adult lives. Yeah. It's almost like now people write about the spring break trip.
I know. And you know what? I think that probably speaks of how people go into adulthood now. I mean, in a way, it's like by the time Merle was 24, 25, he'd been in jail. He probably had three kids, mm-hmm. and his life was pretty serious sometimes. And, you know, he'd lived a lot of life by the time he was 25. Nowadays, people kind of like let it go on to maybe 30 before they take on some of those responsibilities. And there's a lot of, you know, hammering on the bro country that's coming out of Nashville right now. And truthfully, music never needs to be all the same words in the same notes. You know, we only have eight notes as it is. Let's please not use all the same words, too. But I do think that, in a way, country music is still reflecting social change. And that's, you know, that's where we are right now. It's like, we all would like to just play. We, you know, we try to work our lives around so, you know, we have the least amount of seriousness in our life that we have to deal with.
We need more barroom cheating songs, but nobody's doing this anymore.
Yeah,
there's too much
like,
litigation
yeah.
involved
oh
in that.
Oh my gosh, what a mess you'd have. Oh.
On our wedding night, to lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other round the room tonight. Seems like lately people love to play with fire. And the other games they play are just as bad. Feel your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Oh, let's chase each other round the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Around the room tonight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Oh, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. Is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight.
Song originally from the 1980s catalog of Merle Haggard, Let's Chase Each Other Around the Room, as done by Susie Boggess, our in-studio guest this week. A whole collection of Merle Haggard songs she does on Lucky, which is her 13th album. Susie Boggess joined in this week's appearance by Chris Scruggs playing pedal steel and electric guitar, also Charlie Chadwick on stand-up bass, and you will find Lucky, Susie Boggess' new album, on her own Loyal Duchess Records label.
Find us online at @acaferadio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can get to all of those through our regular website, which is at acafe.com. You'll also find our archives there, as well as a way to sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, if you'd like. Again, acafe.com. You can send me an email through that website as well, of course. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap things up here and tell you all about next week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, a cool cover from Ray LaMontagne, also new music from Jack White, some Swedish acoustic pop from First Aid Kit and Mickey Lee. Chrissy Hynde has her first solo album ever. We'll play a track off of that. And our in-studio guest for the week from the eastern part of Canada, Matt Anderson. Many thanks to those making the show possible this week. That would be Big Picnic Records. They have the full-length debut from Johnny Swim. It is called Diamonds. You can find out more at johnnyswim.com, as well as Leon Speakers and their Leon Loft, where we are recording sessions in 2014. Find out more about both, leonspeakers.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus can't imagine not being this way. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.